participated on TV shows like the Antiques Roadshow, where people bring treasured possessions, heirlooms, artifacts that they have in their houses, and ask them to be authenticated and valued. And it's sometimes quite amazing what prices are put on different things. There could be the signature on a napkin or the doodle by a celebrity made on a scrap piece of paper, which in the end could fetch thousands, if not tens of thousands, if a willing collector is prepared to pay that much for it. And on the other hand, there are sometimes objects made of decent material, showing good craftsmanship and good taste, and they only are valued at a few hundred pounds. The value of something seems to fluctuate and very much be in the eye of the beholder. Well, our story from Luke 8 raises the question of value, the value of a soul. How much is a soul? What is its worth? The story from Luke also tells us about the authority of Jesus. And finally, we learn something about the call into discipleship. How much is a soul? In our story, we get the answer. It's priceless. The soul in question belongs to a man who had been demon-possessed for a long time. He was in trouble, and he was also very troublesome to those around him. We read how this man had lived the most deplorable life, not wearing clothes, not being part of society, but hanging out amongst the tombs. His neighbors and friends had tried in vain to contain him, to chain and to shackle him. But again and again, he had broken free. The man whose name has not been passed on must have tried the patience of those around him. The villagers must have regarded him as a hopeless case, and perhaps even wondered for how long they would have had to endure his presence. And yet, this man, demon-possessed and living in the most odious way, has a soul. He too is made in the image of God, just like everyone else. And the story shows us that his soul is priceless, that it is worth every effort. There is no hopeless case. Everyone is of intrinsic value. Nothing, no effort is too big for a soul. Jesus had entered a boat, had set sail from the other side of the lake. During the journey, he had endured a terrible storm. And now, having arrived on dry land again, he is confronted with the depth of human misery. But to Jesus, all this is nothing. The man's soul is priceless. It's worth every effort. And after the demon has been expelled, they beg Jesus to let them enter into a herd of pigs, and Jesus concedes their demand. The pigs then throw themselves over a steep bank into the lake and perish. These pigs were not wild animals, but they belonged to the townspeople. They were their livelihood. Now, the area is Gentile territory, so people would eat pork, and they would also use the skins for leather, make candles out of tallow, and much more. And now their precious resource was lost. It must have been a very hard lesson for them to learn. The soul of the demon-possessed man is worth every price. It's worth more than a herd of pigs. It can't be weighed up in terms of material goods. It's simply priceless. And for us, it shows how precious each one of us is, too. We are all intrinsically valuable. And our souls, too, are worth every price. Let's remember, Jesus paid the ultimate price for our souls to free us from more than just demons. Jesus gave his life for our sins. Sin, that which separates us from God. The second point that the story from Luke 8 makes is the authority of Jesus. In the previous verses, we read how Jesus demonstrated his authority over the forces of nature. Jesus calmed the storm, and the disciples in the boat were amazed at his power. And now Jesus shows that he has authority over demons, the forces of darkness, the power of evil. And what is more, Jesus exercises this power in Gentile territory. The fact that the townspeople eat pigs indicates that they are not Jews. And we can see from the incident with the demon-possessed man that Jesus' power is not limited, is not restricted to one location. He's not just the savior of the Israelites. Jesus is the savior of the whole world. His power and his authority apply everywhere and to everyone. Jesus's authority has no limits. It covers everything and all people. And the final point from this story is the call into discipleship. After the man had been healed, after his mind had been restored and the demons driven out, he sits calmly at Jesus' feet and listens to his teachings. He has gained his peace, is at ease, and perhaps for the first time in his life, totally content. When Jesus is asked to leave, the man begs Jesus to be allowed to go with him. In other cases, in other parts of the Gospels, we read that Jesus calls people to follow him, that he asks them to leave their homes and go with him. And here is a man who volunteers this kind of surrender. But Jesus tells him to go home. The man has to confront his past and also his neighbors. He can't hide behind Jesus. His call, his discipleship, is to be lived out at home, not leaving his town, but actually staying and witnessing to what Jesus had done for him. We can only begin to imagine how difficult this must have been. Everyone in the town knew his past, knew how the man had lived, what he had done. Wherever he would turn up, people would remember his past life. He had to overcome all this and bravely stand his ground, trusting in the healing he had received, and even more so, trusting in the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit that had been granted to him in connection with being healed. So what do we learn from this? Well, we learn that everyone has his or her own call into discipleship. For some it means to give up dear environments and company, to leave behind what is valued and treasured. But for others, it may mean to remain in the familiar and overcome the prejudice and misconception of others, to patiently try and witness even against the odds. So to sum up, the passage from Luke 8 tells us that the value of a soul is priceless. It has shown us that Jesus' authority is unlimited. And finally, that the call into discipleship is different for every person. Amen.